You're on the Rise FM Weekend Breakfast. I'm Chris Mfega. We are going into our motoring feature. We've got a gentleman here with over a decade and a half worth of experience in the motoring sector, from providing finance to understanding in terms of vehicle sales and just watching the market trends throughout the country. This gentleman goes by the name of Udez Njapa. So today we're having a look at in-car insurance. It's something that a lot of people take for granted. As soon as they get the deal, everything's approved. We have totally insurance. And then as soon as you get the car out of the dealership, we decided to cancel that insurance. I don't know why, because it's something so vital. Close to 60 to 70% of vehicles on the road are not insured. So insurance is basically not a luxury anymore. It's something absolutely vital. There's Gunjan, I'm trying.
Yeah, Pilar Chris, for it's Gunjan above.
No. Aksizukal. So we're talking car insurance, if we're to. There's so many different insurances available. Just talk us through what's available and which one should we really be looking out for.
Perfect, Chris. Very important topic for this morning. Look, insurance, there's three types. First of all, our insurance companies, normally they offer what we call a third-party insurance. Now, third-party insurance means you're involved in an accident, the insurance will only cover umuntu omshayisile. So it won't cover your car or anything. So it'll only cover the third party, which is the person omshayisile. The second part is fire. Fire is magabugu nomlilo or any of those things. And then the third one, fire and theft, which covers if imoto yakho intshontshiwe, they'll cover only if your car is stolen. They'll then pay it off. That's the one that is theft. Then the one ehlanganisa zonke is called a comprehensive insurance. Now that one, which combines all three, third party, fire and theft, and also accidental damage and all of those things. Now that one, yona that ama insurance companies, otherwise ama banks, yona I prefer, and that's the most preferred, because you don't only want to cover a third party or only a theft or only if imoto ishile. So you want something that will cover comprehensively, as will cover yonke into, so that you remain protected at all times. And that's the one that ama bank would recommend, and that's compulsory if uthatha a finance with ama bank.
And then is that we must stop this thing of cancelling this insurance, because uzosala nedethe moto even after say mhlambi intshontshiwe noma kukhona okuthize okwenza again. All right, so the second facet to all of this is obviously ama excess, and what is excess, and imali kufuna ukuthi uyikhokhe mangabe wenza iclaim. And there's something called e-deductible excess. Kuyini logo, and what is the difference between having a high excess and a low excess?
Well, that's important, especially when it comes to claim stage. So e-excess basically is the amount of cocoa wena in an event of an accident or any claim for that matter that you're processing through insurance. Ile mali le ephuma kuwena. So normally by bega sampe as a percentage of claim yako, or sampe kube sampe 3 or 4,000 depending on the premium yako ukuthi ibe ubani. So that's the money ekhamuka kuwena. Also kuba nama additional excesses whereby bathi bona if for example imoto ishayise between 6 ebusuku no 5 ekuseni, or ishayile umuntu ongaphansi kwe-age ethize, kuba imali ethize, or umuntu okade ishayile at that time kungeyena i-principal driver. So those are just additional amounts abay edayo uma ngabe kuwukuthi mhlawumbe you are claiming at that time, which is over and above your normal basic excess. Now on the high excess, normally uma ngabe abantu befuna ukureduce i-premium yakhe, umuntu uye athi no, let me raise the excess, so I pay a higher excess. Now the more excess yakho inyuka, the less i-premium yakho becomes. So umuntu uma ngabe efuna ukureduce ile kunjani i-premium yakhe, but that's not always at the time of the accident ubungacabanga ukuthi okay, then khokha a low premium, but sekufanele manje ngikhokhe imali enkulu manje ezoqhamuka ngakumina when it comes to uma ngabe sengiclaima at that particular point. That's the higher excess. So, but sometimes they do have ama excess waivers or no excess and all of that. But iya kunyusa ke premium yakho, and then if the higher the premium, then bayehlisa ilo kunjani i-excess, which is the amount le ekhamuka ngakuwena.
All right. So basically, what you would suggest is that we, since niyazi ithuba, to basically shop around as much as humanly possible and find insurance that will cater to all of our needs in terms of e-excess and also under the comprehensive cover. Yeah.
Very, very important. Also look at the terms and conditions, because some people do not understand. Oh my God, I said no, but you had ama other deductible excesses uma ngabe uthatha i-premium yakho, ngoba abantu baye bangalaleli or bangawa-check ama terms and conditions, agcine sekhokhe a much higher excess than the normal basic excess. So that's very important.
Vuyo, ngibonga kakhulu. This is such an important topic. There's so much more to expand on that we'll touch on in future episodes. But yeah, in terms of insurance, basically shop around and look out for what will suit your pocket. Ngibonga kakhulu, Daba.
Thank you very much, Chris.